अद्वैता राधा शिवा सादी गौर भक्तवृंदा
जय श्री कृष्णा
Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Shiva Sati Gaupakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Until your back touches the metal. Piche, 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 piche. Yeah. Uninhabited zone over there where more ladies can sit. I see all this space right here. the more people have to come. Yeah, right. Little children who don't have patience for lectures, there's one right there. So today is the appearance day of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is Baldev Tattva. Altar of Lord Jagannath is there, and next to Lord Jagannath, Subhadra Devi, and then Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is the first expansion from Lord Krishna, and from Lord Balaram expand all the Vishnu forms, all the avatars. Sheshanag is also expanded from Lord Balaram. Expanding and expanding. The Purushavatars, who are the source of the cosmic manifestation, are expansions of expansions of Lord Balaram. So this Lord Balaram, the same Lord Balaram, appears as Nityananda Prabhu. Rajendra Nandana Jay, Shashi Shuddha Vailoshe, Balaram Vailoshe. When Krishna appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Balaram also appears as Nityananda Prabhu. Dina Hina Yata Chilo, Hariname Uttarila, Tar Sakshi Nityananda. And they uplift all the fallen souls. Unfortunate, wretched, fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Harinam, by Harinam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
The Jagai and Madhai were delivered. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur were preaching the glories of the holy name. They came upon these two drunken brothers, Jagai Madhai, fallen Brahmins, and requested them to chant Hare Krishna. But they were foolish, and one of them even attacked Lord Nityananda Prabhu. A piece of a pot at him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so angry, he was ready to kill them. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu requested that, sir, if you, your mission is to uplift the fallen souls. So these are the typical fallen souls. If you kill them, what happens to your mission? Will you please forgive them? So they surrendered and they were accepted as they became regular devotees of the Lord. Someplace there's a temple, I've forgotten which village, there's murtis of Jagai and Madhai, and they look just like first-class Vaishnavas. So that's Lord Nityananda's mission, that the fallen souls can be reminded of their eternal relationship with Krishna and become first-class Vaishnavas. It's only a matter of time. As mentioned, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, or Lord Balaram, is considered the original spiritual master. The spiritual master is the representative. Lord Balaram. Is the volume all right, by the way? Everyone can hear in the back? Okay. Some Vaishnavas have remarked that our Srila Prabhupada was manifesting the potency of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Because he very powerfully spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world. Dina Hina Yata Chilo Hariname Uttari. So if we want to know something about Nityananda Prabhu, we can understand something by seeing the activities of his representative, Srila Prabhupada. the in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in the early part of his book, explains how he came to write the work. There was some disagreement in his family. There was some meeting of the Vaishnavas, a gathering like this, Vaishnavas. And one, Meenakaitan Ramdas, was there, who was a follower of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Kaviraj Goswami's brother was there, and he expressed that he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but not Nityananda Prabhu. So, Kaviraj Goswami was very sorry and said to him that this is like accepting half a hen. Half doesn't do. It's better to be a complete atheist and not accept either Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu than to accept only Lord Chaitanya without Lord Nityananda. So there was some disagreement, and offenses were made. This Meenakaitan Ramdas felt offended and left. And Kaviraj Goswami was very unhappy that this nonsense is going on. My family, brother, is offending in this way. And Lord Nityananda appeared to him that night in a dream. And the Lord told him, go to Vrindavan. And just go. Go to Vrindavan, and there you'll get everything. Go to Vrindavan, you'll get everything. And Kaviraj Goswami did it. Without hesitation, he left for Vrindavan and became the author of this great work, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that was possible by the grace of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The Lord gave direction. You go to Vrindavan, and everything will be there. Srila Prabhupada one time said that Vrindavan is the one place in the universe where Krishna automatically reveals. Everything is because Araja Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanya Tattam of Vrindavan. This Vrindavan Tham is not different from Krishna. So the Nityananda Prabhu directed him, you go to Vrindavan and everything will be revealed. That meant, yes, I'm leaving behind everything, just going. And in his old age also, Kaviraj Goswami describes elsewhere that while writing the book, he's very, very old, and his hands were shaking, and arthritis. How could he even write? Still he's writing. So such things are possible by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Elsewhere, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear about Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a rich zamindar. Does it just do that from time to time for no reason? Huh? Automatically, it just does that from time to time. Very strange. No reason. Kaviraj Goswami was the... Not Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a big zamindar. He was the only son of his father and uncle. So, naturally, the father and uncle intended that Raghunath would take over their work and accept the all responsibilities and inherit all the wealth in the natural sequence. But Raghunath Das was not very interested. His interest was in joining Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the father and uncle were very unhappy. Although they were Vaishnavas, although they were followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but when their son wanted to join Lord Chaitanya, this is too much. We find this, that my son should be a Vaishnava, but not too much of a Vaishnava. So they were like that. And they were, actually his father hired men to, because Raghunath would run away to join Lord Chaitanya's party. And the men hired by Raghunath's father would find him and haul him back. Then the parents, why should the child have to stay when she doesn't want to? She doesn't want to stay, let it go. So the father and uncle thought, well, we have to tie this boy down. So they thought, let's get him married. That'll tie him down. And they found a very qualified girl coming from a very good family, and she was described, she was such a beautiful girl, like the goddess of fortune. And they thought, all right, this will do the job. But it didn't. Still, Raghunath would run away to join Chaitanya. So then, sometime Lord Chaitanya himself instructed Raghunath that don't be jumping like a monkey. Don't be a monkey sannyasi. Monkeys are also like sannyasis. I just saw a sign on where Prabhupada's living. There's a sign, don't feed the monkeys. They're starting to camp out on the roof. And if you feed them, they'll stay. If you don't feed them, they'll go away. And otherwise, if they stay, they'll cause so much mischief. So the monkeys also live like sannyasis. They go from place to place. And they live on whatever they get. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't be jumping like a monkey, sannyasi. You stay at home. And inwardly, outwardly, be just like a pound shilling pence man. Like what your father and uncle want you to be. All business. And inwardly you think of Krishna. Outwardly, a mundane man, but inwardly, Krishna conscious. How do you do that? So, all right, Raghunath was doing that. Now his father and uncle are a little peaceful. But still, Raghunath was desiring to go. He was not happy, chained up in his family life or the family life of his father and uncle, tied up in the business, tied up in ordinary affairs. He had greater aspirations and greater purposes to achieve. But he was stuck. So then, this is going on. At one time, Nityananda Prabhu was camped nearby, surrounded by so many followers. And Raghunath approached the scene. And Nityananda Prabhu saw him, hanging back on the outskirts. Now there's a thief. You see, he's hanging around like a thief. Arrest him. So Raghunath was arrested and brought before Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu said that you're a thief and you have to be punished. And the punishment is that you have to make a big feast for me and all of my followers. And he put his lotus feet on Raghunath Das's head. So you have to, this is your fine, you have to make a feast. So Raghunath Das was very happy. And the feast, Lord Nityananda is very fond of flat rice. In Hindi they say poha, I don't know what... Poha. Same, okay, good. He's a poha fan. So you make a feast of poha. So immediately Raghunath made the arrangements, so much poha. And they arranged two kinds. One was poha in condensed milk, and another poha in dahi, big pots. And from the big pots, small pots were made for distribution, so that so many people could take part in the feast. And there were so many people, this was in Panihati, on the side of the Ganga, Bengal. So many people that they were camped everywhere, here, there, with their two pots. Everyone was given one pot, poa with chita, with dahi, one with condensed milk. And they're here and there, they're on the banks of the Ganges. And finally there were so many people, they were in the Ganges with their two pots. And the people who were selling fruits and other things, fruits and snacks and so on, whenever there's a mela, they see that, oh, so many people are there. So they see the opportunity, we can do business, we can sell our fruits, we can sell our different items. So then they camp out and so many customers will be there. But Raghunath Das saw them and he told them, you come to the festival, I'll buy, and he bought everything, all their fruits, all their whatever they had, and he sat them down also, one pot of poa, another pot of poa, and fed them with the same things that also that they were selling. So many people were here. And Nityananda Prabhu was sitting with some of his closest associates. It's always like that. Close associates and then so many other associates. Nityananda Prabhu was sitting. And at some point he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also to come. And it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is all on the, what would you say? Hidden or unmanifest or spiritual platform. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there and he's taking part in the kirtan and chanting and dancing. And Nityananda Prabhu was stuffing some pola in his mouth. And in this way things are going on. But not everyone, no one could actually see. Only a few fortunate souls could see. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also personally come and is taking part. So it was a grand occasion. Still this is celebrated, Chiradhari Mahotsav. In Bengali this poa is called Chira. So Chiradhari Mahotsav is still celebrated. And Raghunath Das, Lord Nityananda was very pleased. Afterwards, also, Raghunath Das arranged some sum of money to be given to Nityananda Prabhu, to the chief associates, to other associates. He made an arrangement, you give this much, this much, this much, and give me the tally. So that was also there. So it was a very big occasion. So Nityananda Prabhu was very pleased. And then, not much later, now the festival is over, Raghunath Das is back at home, but the family priest showed up, Yadunanda, came to Raghunath and said that, Raghunath, there's some problem. In one of the temples, one of my temples, the pujari is not there, so you please come with me, we'll do something. So, all right, Raghunath agreed. After all, he's the family acharya, so he's going with Yadunanda in the evening. But at some point, Yadunanda and acharya turned one way, and Raghunath turned the other way. And headed for Jagannath Puri. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his pastimes in Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya, first he performed his pastimes in Navadvip. Then he traveled all over India, especially in South India. He came down to this side and was touring different places, visiting different temples, visiting different holy places, and spreading the holy name of the Lord. Then he came back and spent his last years at Puri. For some years, a lot of preaching, and in the later years, reclusive, performing his internal activities. So Raghunath went to join the Lord at Puri. And the alarm went off that where's Raghunath? Where's Raghunath? And there's a party going to Puri every year. Shivananda Sen, one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Grahastha devotees, would lead a whole party to go to from Bengal to Puri to spend some time with the Lord and observe the Rath Yatra festival. So father and uncle sent a man to Shivananda Sen, and where's our son? Please return our son. Where's our son? Please return our son. But Shivananda Sen sent back the message that we haven't seen him. He's not with us. But what to do? What to do? Then it was now too late. Raghunath Das had escaped. So how was it possible? It was possible by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. That which is impossible becomes possible by the grace of Lord Nityananda. The so many difficulties that one may face can be solved by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We're worrying what to do, what to do, what to do. How can I solve this great difficulty? It's impossible. What can be done? But by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, everything becomes possible. Everything can be very nicely resolved, so that obstacles are removed, and one can travel freely on the path back home, back to God, which is the mission of human life. Simply to have a nice family, nice money, big position. This is not the real goal of human life. Chakva turnamashesha mandala patishunim sadatutchava. Therefore the Goswamis, they had all of these things. By today's standards, Raghunath would have been a multimillionaire. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami were also wealthy men and highly posted. But they gave up all these things. Tuchtava as insignificant. And Bhutva Dina Dineshako Kuruniya Kopina Kantasita. They took the dress of beggars, took the position of beggars. Dina, what is that? Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kurunaya, out of mercy. That to instruct us that why should we waste our life with the same happiness that's available in any species. The animals are also eating, the animals also have a home, the animals also have sex, the animals also have their own means of protection, they have their security systems. So why should we, in human life, be simply after a polished version of these things? We should use this life to get out of material existence, to get free from birth and death, and go back home, back to Godhead. So the Goswamis set that example. They went to Vrindavan. Raghunath came to Puri and stayed there for some time. And finally Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Vrindavan and lived under the shelter of Rupa Sanatana and became a great Acharya, Prayojana Acharya, by the mercy of Nityananda. So the Srila Prabhupada one time said, he just installed the Krishna Balaram, inaugurated the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. After much effort, the construction was delayed and the opening was scheduled, but then nothing was ready, and a long endeavor. But finally the temple was opened and Srila Prabhupada was very pleased. Very, very happy that now the Krishna Balaram temple is finally established. So the next morning he was on a walk. I was also there. He was walking on this
Chattisgarh, Bhaktivedanta Swami.
And he was talking about Krishna Balaram. And he related that Krishna's, as Prabhupada put it, flattering Balaram. That, my dear brother, all of these trees are bowing down just to touch your lotus feet. And these bees and drones are all great sages. They're chanting your glories. They're also glorifying you. Oh, in this way, Krishna was speaking to Lord Balaram. And Prabhupada said, I established this temple, Swarnitai Krishna Balaram, just to establish that there's no difference between Krishna Balaram and Gornitai. Prajendranandana Jay Shachitam. So Prabhupada said that if you ever have any difficulty, you can go before Krishna Balaram or Gornitai and say, sir, this is the problem, and they will do the needful. And that's a fact. That by the mercy of the spiritual master, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda the Prabhu, all obstacles can be cleared away, and one can develop a love for Krishna, which is the final business of human life. Therefore, one poet glorifies Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sri Sita. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are like, are cooling like thousands of moons. The sun is very heating. When, at midday, when the sun is at its peak, then we're very hot. But the moon is cooling. That's the nature of the moon. It's also shining light, but the light is very cool. So the, as conditioned souls, we're burning up in the fire of material existence. We're trying to make some happy settlement here in the midst of a forest fire. And we're being scorched. But the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu are soothing like thousands of, the light of thousands of moons. And therefore we're advised to take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Taking shelter of Nityananda Prabhu is not a sentimental matter. Oh, Nityananda, I take shelter. Today I'll surrender, and then tomorrow I'll do my own nonsense. But there's a process. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are teaching how to be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, how to be Krishna conscious, how to make one's life successful. That's, and the basis is Harinam Sankirtan. Golok Era Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. This chanting is imported from the spiritual world, and it's giving of love for Krishna. So, in one sense, it's very easy. We just have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And to chant successfully, effectively, we should seek proper guidance. Anyone can chant, anyone can join the kirtan. But then if we want to achieve the real progress, perfect stage,
then we should come under into the association of the devotees, and we should practice under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, who's the representative of Lord Nityananda. Then he'll guide us how to avoid offenses, how to avoid sinful activities, how to get strength by chanting the holy name of the Lord, how to be engaged throughout our life in Krishna consciousness, business, Krishna service, the whole science of Krishna, because it's not just sentiment, but it's a practical program for being engaged in our constitutional position. Constitutionally, we're not just meditators, or we're not just nothing. We're certainly not God. We're not inactive by nature. Our nature is to be servants of Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sankarana. And Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Karini. By hearing, by chanting, by the nine methods of devotional service, this eternally existing love for Krishna, service relationship with Krishna, can be revived. It's already there. It's not something that gets stuck into the heart, or I touch you on the head and a spark is transmitted, and now it's already there in the heart. And cheto dharpana marjanam, the heart has to be purified, cleansed, and then this natural love for Krishna will come out more and more. And how it comes out? In the form of practical service. Everyone, we're all serving, but now I'm serving my senses, I'm serving my country, I'm serving my family, I'm serving my dog. Because we can't stop that nature of being servants. Even if I claim to be master, still I'll be servant. So the best course will be to revive our eternal service relationship with Krishna. And that's beginning with chanting the holy name and continued by chanting the holy name. Under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, we'll practice in the right way, and the unwanted things in the heart will be cleansed away. Then we'll come to the stage of strong faith, attachment, ecstasy, finally love for Krishna. Coming, step by step. So all of these things are available to us. It's not, what is that? Nittai Karuna Satya. What is that? It's a song. And the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu is a fact. It's a fact. It's a fact. Nityai Karuna Satya. Tara Seva Kamitya. And his servants are all eternal. So we should engage in the service of the servants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Be engaged in this Krishna consciousness movement. Then we'll be eternally happy. Now we're miserable, but by the mercy of... miserable means even if I'm thinking I'm happy, actually my situation is miserable. Material world is not a happy place. Birth and death is not happy. Disease and old age are not happy. And even in youth there are so many frustrations and troubles. But... and even if I think, no, I'm happy, then my happiness will be cut off. at any moment, the whole thing can be finished. Everything can collapse in, at any moment. However big my position, however much happiness I have. Dukale mashashvatam. Mashashvatam means it will be finished today or tomorrow. And then I have to go to another situation. But the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu is eternal, Nitya Ananda. His very name implies that he's situated on the platform of eternal happiness. The happiness of this material world is mythological or imagined. But the happiness of the spiritual world is a fact. Ramante yogino nante satyadam chidatmini iti rama padevaso param brahmapadi. The absolute truth is the source of all, reservoir of all happiness. So when we cut ourselves off from that absolute truth, all we can get, the most we can get, is a dim reflection of happiness. But on the absolute platform, nitya ananda, eternal happiness, permanent happiness, the happiness that belongs to the living being. The happiness of this body is not real happiness. We're not this body, and the body will be finished. But the soul within the body is eternal, and the happiness of the soul in relationship with Krishna is eternal. By the grace of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, we can come back to that natural, eternal, happy platform.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Are there some questions?
Thank you, Maharaj. Wonderful class explaining the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. I want to ask, as the Jagai Malai pastime was there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to kill them, but Nityananda Prabhu told them that Madai told Jagai not to kill me, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Madai, but he didn't accept Jagai because he offended devotee. So for myself, I want to ask, as I'm going ahead, that offensive mentality and arrogant attitude leads to offend devotees. And behavior is there, the dual behavior is there. So how to come over this behavior of hypocrisy, basically, and hypocrite? How to come over it?
We have a tendency toward arrogance. So what to do? By actual humble behavior. You see, when you keep the little baby right behind the door, we don't see the child, but we hear the child. So it doesn't work. Oh, I see, even in front of the door. It's not a child-friendly lecture, I'd say. Children are not so enthusiastic about philosophy. So, child was quiet, actually. I was right before, it's the unseen child.
Well, one thing is that we can pray to Nityananda Prabhu. This is the problem. That I'm trying to be humble, but my tendency is to be very unhumble. So you please help me. By our own strength, what is that? Ekati amar nahipayiva alo harinam shankirtan. By our own strength, what can we do? But by the grace of the Lord, everything becomes possible. One time I was on a walk with Srila Prabhupada in New York City, but he'd taken a car to go to the park for this walk, and we were coming back in the car. And just as we were on the corner near the temple, there was a mailbox near the corner. You know, they have at least in America, there's like a big box, maybe this high. And it's got a trap door. You put your letter in the door, and it falls in the box. So at the mailbox, one man was there with his son, and the father was lifting up the son. And the son was putting the letter in the box, and Prabhupada was seeing his eyes were just fixed on the scene, and his eyes became very wide. He became absorbed in watching this scene. It was a brilliant scene. And I was also there. I was thinking, what is Prabhupada? And maybe he's thinking about some incident from his childhood, or I don't know. So Prabhupada was watching the scene, and you know, it lasts for what? 20 seconds, something like that. Then Prabhupada said, the little boy, on his own, he cannot do. But the affectionate father, when he helps, then it is possible. Something else?
Time, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani, we need mercy of Nithai. How to get mercy of Nithai? What should be our qualification to get mercy?
If please, the spiritual master Nityananda Prabhu will be pleased. Even to please Lord Nityananda, who is Lord Nityananda? What is, how will I connect or please him? Now, therefore, the representative of Nityananda Prabhu is there as the bona fide spiritual master. When the spiritual master is pleased, then Nityananda Prabhu is pleased. Simple. Therefore, Adho Guru Padasha. One has to accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master coming in the line from Nityananda Prabhu. Not the family line, but the line of instruction from Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Something else? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, you said our love for Krishna should not be sentimental. Instead, it should be practical. So my question is like where to draw that line, because we know Krishna is our supreme seed-giving father. So the entire relationship is based on love and sentiments. So
we're not anti-sentiment, but sentiment alone will not last and will not be substantial. Just sentiment. I gave the example, I think yesterday and today both, that you come home from work and you say to your wife, is dinner ready? And she says, I love you so much. Is that all right? Yeah, well, what about dinner? Love means the dinner will be there, not just sentiment. I love you, you mean so much to me, I could never live without you. My heart just falls apart thinking of you. Dinner. Practical activity. If there's love, there'll be action. And if there's no practical action, what is the meaning of the love? Srila Prabhupada told one devotee that if today you come on sentiment, tomorrow you'll leave on sentiment. That's the nature of sentiment. It comes and goes. So, therefore, we have philosophy also. It's higher than the mind, it's the intelligence. When the intelligence becomes fixed, then you know, we're solid. There was one boy, he wanted to be initiated by Srila Prabhupada. He was very enthusiastic for serving Prabhupada. And he came on the morning walk, can I be initiated? And Prabhupada said, first you learn the philosophy. And then he said, today you come on sentiment, tomorrow you'll be blessed. Another time, speaking about sentiment, you know, devotees, some new person comes and he's, you know, he's just, oh, it's so wonderful, and you know, tears are coming from his eyes, and he's, the prophet said, first to cry, first to dry. The same thing. Today we come on sentiment, tomorrow we leave on sentiment. So it's not that there should be no sentiment. Now, bhakti means devotional service. Devotion means some sentiment of love. But it's not just sentiment. Bhaktya, with love. But love means that it will be expressed by practical activity. Otherwise it becomes what Prabhupada called imaginative ecstasy or sentimental speculation. I'm still attached to all kinds of sense gratification, but I love Krishna. That's the shaky platform. But the solid platform is that my heart becomes purified. I follow the process step by step. I start with some faith, I associate with the devotees, I take up the process, the practices, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. I purify my heart and become free from kaam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha, matsarja, the unwanted things in the heart. Then I get firm faith. Then I get real taste. This is all, now it becomes a very solid thing. Otherwise there's a sentiment. It's good, but it's not solid. And there are so many sentimental devotees wandering around Vrindavan, wandering around Navadvip in ecstasy, love of Krishna, and love of their girlfriend, and love of BBs, and love of ganja, love of Krishna. We saw, when I was on Padayatra, when we were in Orissa, there were very enthusiastic kirtan parties. The Padayatra would come from one village to another, and halfway between the first village and the second village, a kirtan party would come from the second village with kartals, mrindangas, and they would chant Hare Krishna, and everybody was really, you know, into it, really enthusiastic. Then they would bring us to the village, more kirtan. Finally, they would put the drums down and relax and smoke. So it's good that they chant Hare Krishna, they have enthusiasm for kirtan, they have some faith, but without discipline, it becomes nama parad, or it becomes not, what would you say, not strong, not solid. It's just the sentiment. That someone says, you know, I love my country, I love India. But then if the country has a need, they're attacked, I won't join the army. But I love India. You know, what does it mean? If I love my country, then I'll serve my country. Mundane income. And if I won't serve, what is the meaning of the love? No, I love my country more than anyone. No, serve. Then we'll see how you love the country. So, under the guidance of the spiritual master, that's the beginning. Tasmad gurum papajeta jigyasushu. And the spiritual master will guide one so that step by step, step by step, step by step, then it becomes solid. Otherwise we become like the Prakriti Sahajas, being sahaj, very easy, you know, cheap. Easily I attain perfection, but Prakriti, I'm still materially entangled, attached. So I'm doing both things. I'm in ecstasy and I can't give up my bad habits. So that's still sentimental. But when it's practical, when you take up the step-by-step process, then what is that? Bhaktir bhavati naishtati. Devotional service becomes established as an irrevocable fact. That's different from sentiment. That devotional service, established as an irrevocable fact, has sentiment, has devotion, has love, but it's established, it's firm, strong. It's different from the just sentiment without anything underneath it, without substance. Is that okay? Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, that
wait, I have a question first. Where are you?
Maharaj, that material world is a dim reflection of happiness, and the real source of happiness comes from the spiritual world. So then we are experiencing in day-to-day life that the highest pleasure we are obtaining is from the material objects only. So then only theoretically understanding that the happiness, the real source of happiness and the highest source of happiness is coming from the spiritual world is not keeping a steady in devotional service, because it's just understood but it's not experienced. So then how to keep us steady and keep moving every day?
We theoretically know that the material happiness is insubstantial, but still we're really attached to it and we're not making progress. So what to do? So on the one side, these practical activities, shravanam, kirtanam, smadhanam, getting up early in the morning, chanting Hare Krishna, following the regulative principles, all these things, they build our strength. Step by step, just like the athletic exercises build our strength. Day after day, finally you become strong.
And on the same time, we should pray for the mercy of Krishna. Pray for the mercy of the spiritual master, for the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, for the mercy of Krishna. That on my own, what can I do? But if you help me, then everything becomes possible. Is that okay? Prabhupada said, he will do the needful. Any other questions?